This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
May I have some of your time and your thoughts? May we invite the ladies of the day, Jennifer Warner, Victoria Keelan, into your home, into your head, into your experience, so we may discuss things that are going on that are important. Thoughts. How about them? How long do you have thoughts? You ever think about your thoughts? We automatically think about things.
Is there a time limit on your thoughts?
Well, kind of a little bit of a time thing. For example, I'm still thinking about the tomato sauce that we were talking about 15 minutes ago that you soundly criticized.
You're the only one who brought up tomato sauce.
Well, Phil was talking. Phil is the new
person. Phil was talking about a bechamel, and he's talking about actual, like, sauces.
Phil just said, I make sauces, and Doug said, yeah. Like the kind
of. And I said, like tomato sauces, and you all laughed at me. Like it was.
No, you said, like the tomato sauce that I put over fish.
Well. Gross. What's wrong with putting tomato?
I mean, I guess you could put tomato sauce on fish, Italian
yeah.
food, but
I don't like that at all.
I like tomato sauce on things, and I like it especially on I have plain fish, and I'll maybe have some spinach with it or some salad.
Spinach and tomato sauce? You combine those two?
Last night I had a piece of fish, and I bought a Wegmans has a salad sort of mix that you can make as wok thing. What do you call that when you use a wok?
Stir fry,
that's right. Yeah, okay, so there's a stir fry veggie thing, and I put the fish in with that and put some tomato sauce on it.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Why?
Stir fries, never mind. If you don't get it, you're never
going to
get it.
It's not yeah. Asian Italian pride day.
I didn't fry it. I just cooked it in the pan with a little olive oil. That's pretty good. All right, well, anyway, that's not helping us through the day. Let me add some weight to this conversation by bringing in Jennifer Horn, who is bound. One of the things you'll find with us here, we never repeat anything. We always have new things because there are all kinds of things in our brain. And, Jennifer, you can prove that your brain is more than just hardware by giving us something to think about, something to carry through the day.
Yeah, well, this is a controversy that's brewing in my home state of California in San Francisco, where police officers have been told not to wear thin blue line flag coronavirus masks when they are on the job. The edict came down last Friday from the San Francisco police chief. His name is Bill Scott, after officers generated some controversy when they were seen wearing the masks at a May Day protest by homeless activists at an abandoned property. And the San Francisco Police Department, they say, stands for safety with respect for all, and in consideration of concerns, some community members have expressed that thin blue line symbolism on some of the officers' face masks may be perceived as divisive or disrespectful. So they've taken steps with the officers to provide neutral personal protective equipment. The thin blue line mask shall not be worn by off-duty officers. Yeah.
What does this mean? I don't understand.
It's a symbol for the pro-police Blue Lives Matter movement, which is kind of a response to the Black Lives Matter. So it's a supportive, like, blue, you know, protect the law enforcement.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. They have a problem with that? They haven't got anything better in their lives to get than to be upset about.
This is very. It's a lot more divisive than you think, Doug.
Why?
With police on black crime and brutality that happens.
Okay, I get that.
The Blue Lives Matter thing, it's
but Blue Lives
not
do matter.
Over.
Just like
is
black
it,
lives
is
matter.
That from the same score as White Lives Matter, too? Is it that
and
same?
And by the way, White Lives Matter. All
yeah,
lives
okay,
matter.
But I'm just trying to put it into context here because I'm not familiar with Blue Lives. I'm familiar with the White Lives
well,
Matter.
Well, like Jen said, it's sort of a backlash to Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. I think it's
I just I
all
here's
lives
the
matter, period.
Police officers matter, and we only hear the stories
you
about.
Matter. I matter.
Yeah, we only
matter.
Hear this, right. We only hear the stories that happen when a police officer is acting badly. But how many thousands of police officers go to work every single day, putting their lives at risk, doing the right thing to protect the people? And if they want to wear a thin blue line mask when they're out there doing that, I think that's okay.
Don't you think that's changed somewhat in the culture of first responders and the COVID and
No, I think people still don't like the police officers.
Well, if you're black, you've got a lot of reasons to not like police in this country.
Yeah, but in general, it ought to be specific,
though. Well, and you can say the same thing for police. I mean, that's the thing. Police shouldn't like criminals.
Sorry, I didn't hear what Doug said. What?
I just said that.
But I'm talking about there are innocent people. We know this happens all the time. Innocent black men are shot and killed constantly.
There's a real
and they're not all criminals.
With race relations and authority in our country. There is. It just is. There's a business, if you go into the Mid-South, it's like you're back in the Civil War era, for God's sakes, with people and how they're treated. It just is, there's a sickness. We got more important things to worry about than, again, finding all the differences and underscoring them, rather than putting ourselves together, because we got a really important thing to focus on now, and that is our survival. Our physical survival, our economic survival, and all this other petty crap needs to be flushed down the toilet. You need to leave it wherever it is or has been, at least in my world. I don't want to even hear it. I don't want to know from nothing about this stuff, because we have a lot more. If you're so selfish that you think this kind of thing is important, that is separating the blacks and the whites and the blues and the browns and the however, whomever, get with it. This is a dangerous world for all of us at the moment, and we need to be on the same page so that, okay, you want to have your differences afterwards? Maybe smarten up, though. That's really ways that lust, just the ignorance that surrounds things like this.
I just think police officers paying tribute to the people who have fallen in the line of duty.
I don't have a problem with that.
I mean, don't we have bigger fish to fry than the masks that they're using to show solidarity with
each
other?
I would have thought. Yeah, I would have thought. Well, but think of the other way. There's so many people unemployed, they got nothing else to do maybe with their time, and so let's cook up some trouble on that score. Half the states, I would like to know both of your thoughts on this. There are a lot of states that are applying to the feds for funding to help themselves through what they describe as the problems of the virus, but instead a lot of states are the budgets are mishandled, are being badly operated. California, New York come to mind pretty quickly.
I don't think
California's already taken
California.
Badly run.
Maybe you're right about that. I think that Cuomo is actually a pretty good governor. But I am going to focus on California.
But they are in financial trouble, I believe, in California.
Is that not because of the coronavirus?
Not because, prior to the coronavirus. Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's
so they
the
want
problem.
To use the federal money, though, to bail them out of the problem that they've
created.
It's
not a bailout, though. You should have seen Cuomo's whole press conference yesterday. It was a very, like, down to the basic of the budget. Like, this is not a bailout. And he's talking about having money to pay for first responders and for police and fire. And this is not a bailout because, like, some program that they tried willy-nilly didn't work. And this has nothing to do with, like, a lot of the California program.
Let me speak to California. Because California has California forever, for 10 years, has been showing that we're upright in our budget. What am I looking for? What's the word?
In a hole.
Surplus?
No, surplus. Thank you. We have a surplus in our budget. But what they don't count is all of the unfunded pension liability, which would put California into a terrible financial hole. And so that's been going on in the state for years. And this is always why people say it's a false sense of security in California when you look at its booming economy that every governor likes to take credit for, because it's really not. When you actually count what California has, it's a bunch of nonsense. So what's been happening is that don't let a good crisis go to waste. California says, well, we need money to bail ourselves out. And what they're looking at, what is happening, is that they want bailout money not to do anything with coronavirus, but to pay off some of the unfunded pension liability that's plaguing the state.
That's what I meant, Victoria.
And they already, by the way,
specific.
They already took a loan. California was the first from the federal government this week. There's a big story in the Wall Street Journal about them taking money from the federal government to help some of the financial issues that plagued the state prior to coronavirus. And that's the issue. There's lots of room to help fund states or to help bail out states that are in trouble, if it's actually going to go to the places that it needs to because of coronavirus. But the fear is that so many states, and they are most of the time blue states, have mismanaged their money to the point that they're going to be not putting it into the programs that need it and instead taking care of stuff that existed before coronavirus broke out.
But the interesting thing yesterday in Cuomo's briefing, which is something that I did not know, he went through the top five states that generate the most money that gives to the federal government. It's New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, right. California, and then the top five that also take the top five that take the most, Mitch McConnell's Kentucky is right there at number two or three. So it's this whole bailout word that Mitch McConnell has started. This is it's a BS blue state bailout.
See, here we are talking about politics. The politics
because that's all that's left. Mitch McConnell made it political. He started this.
Not just him.
No, I don't think he should.
Yeah, the guy in Florida, too, that Rick Scott guy. That he also said, oh, we're not bailing out blue states.
Mitch McConnell is also one of the responsible for Kentucky being in a hole.
No, but I'm talking about the five states that take the most from the federal government. Florida's also in there. So it's like when you know, this is political. When you look at the states that generate the most income, and they're the ones who need the biggest help because they had the most people dying from this virus, it kind of seems like, well, wait a second, why wouldn't it make sense help the states that generate the most revenue?
It's also unfair to say that New York hasn't received any federal help, because I would say during this crisis they received the most federal
they
help,
didn't.
And they should.
They didn't. They haven't, though. That's the problem. They have not. New York has not received the most help at all.
They got a boat. I mean, they got hospitals built. I would say that the money that they got from the federal government probably is the highest in the country, and it should be, because that's where it
should be, but it's not. If you look at the breakdown, and Cuomo's been over this a million times, the other states got money that ends up being like $300,000 per person who got COVID, and it's $10,000 a person in New York who got it. That's a huge discrepancy.
To figure it that way, I think, is a little bit unfair, but I do think that if you total up the amount that was given, New York has got to be the highest. It just does.
I mean,
they built multiple hospitals. They brought in army ships. I mean, that's
But that's not money that went to New York. That's the
federal government spending.
Yeah,
it counts.
The clip of the day, the new normal in air travel, if you're following us or you're not hearing some of these things, you'd like to have a little fun or learn some things. For example, the clip that's posted now at djvshow.com is a focus on air travel, which is down 95%. The changes the airlines are making, is it the new normal? Listen to all of us talk about that and other things at djvshow.com, or you can follow us on social media, facebook.com/djvshow. Or hear the program in its entirety any time of the day it's on. That is, today's program will be on for 24 hours at djvshow.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Maybe not today, Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This. Oh, it hurts.
It hurts.
The flaming lips. What is this? Where do we find this?
Flaming lips. Everybody loves the flaming lips.
I never heard of them before, and I don't like what I'm hearing right now. I'll tell you that. They offer their own unique spin on George Jones' signature song, He Stopped Loving Her Today. The new film called Arkansas, the dark comedy tale about drug trafficking in the South.
Yeah, Vince, I take a hard pass on this.
What is this? Vince Vaughn, Liam Hemsworth, Clark Duke, and streaming now on Apple, Amazon, on-demand platforms, Blu-ray, and DVD. What, the movie is? Or this
yeah,
song?
The movie. No, the movie, Arkansas.
So it went right straight to DVD?
It's everywhere. It's how movies are getting released now. It's Apple, Amazon, on-demand. It's everywhere, all at once.
It's terrible. Come on, Victoria.
The movie?
No, this song. It's terrible. Crank it up, Phil, will you, for a second?
Well, this is George Jones, right?
I like George Jones. As the years went slowly
by. Look, it doesn't sound that different from the original. It's not a great song. So.
No, that's
I mean, this
George
is the guy
Jones
who...
version of this song is great.
Yeah, this
that,
is
this
bad.
Is terrible. Oh
this
my
is
god.
Like, this is like Cat in Heat. Sort
meow,
of a low
growl. Meow, 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 meow.
Vivica A. Fox and John Malkovich are also in this movie with Vince Vaughn and Liam Hemsworth. So it's an interesting movie. But this song, good god, it's gotta go. I should sing better. Do you want me to sing this song?
You know what? You actually could. You could do a better job. I'm going to go on the record.
Victoria is quick to answer that. Now!
No.
Uh-uh. Now!
I'm on your team on this one. No more singing.
Now.
No.
Seven, don't let me down. I think you could take it.
Okay.
You'll be the flaming farmers. It'll be a whole different look.
Next! Singer-songwriter Lori McKenna. Thank heavens is coming back on July 24th. Couldn't be soon enough. The Balladeer. Follow up to her Americana Award nominated album, The Tree. Her first single off the Ballad of the Year is When You're My Age. Yes, that's what we're going to hear right now.
Still be full of questions.
This is much better than the last one.
And I wish I had the answers to right now.
This is a pre-Mother's Day love letter to her five, to Lori McKenna's five children, as they look forward or look to the future. This song takes on more special significance for McKenna, mother of a high school senior, as When You Are My Age will be included in free online virtual commencement programs through the spring and the summer. So let's listen to some of the lyric lines. Hold on to
your life.
Ladies,
I like it.
You.
It's okay. It's a sweet ballad. Yeah, it kind of has like a Loretta Lynn kind of vibe to it.
A company called Jostens that provides class rings and other graduated related products designed the programs to help high schools and colleges celebrate the class of 2020. And the ceremony is pretty much a go. Is there? No, I don't know of any graduation happening anywhere. You?
I don't think so. No.
Not many. No.
The bulk of the new tunes on this Balladeer album, written solo by Lori McKenna. There are three tracks co-written with Hillary Lindsay and Liz Rose, with whom she also co-wrote Little Big Town's hit song, Girl Crush. We got that. Can we have a piece
similar
of that?
Similar vibe, yeah.
Is that... Is this about lesbianism? What's this song about? What is it?
You can see my face right now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers may be back to work soon despite the continuing pandemic. May 18th, now the target date for both General Motors and Fiat Chrysler to restart assembly lines. Fiat Chrysler's CEO Mike Manley revealing their date, while the automaker also announced a $1.9 billion loss for the first quarter. Manley says about the plan to reopen.
This plan has been developed following continuous discussions with the UAW and the governors of the states within which we operate, particularly Governor Whitmer from Michigan.
The Ford Motor Company has not yet said when it might reopen its plants. The White House says it will begin scaling back its coronavirus task force later this month. Officials saying that health experts will continue to advise the president and be accessible to the media. Meanwhile, more than 71,000 Americans have died from the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been hospitalized after getting an infection that was caused by a gallstone. The 87-year-old justice underwent non-surgical treatment for what the Supreme Court described as a benign gallbladder condition at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Ginsburg plans to participate in Wednesday arguments over the telephone from her hospital room. She's expecting to be released on Thursday. The annual Day of Prayer will be held on Thursday as the country comes to grips with the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. USA's John Clements reports.
The virtual event will be celebrated across the nation, featuring special guests such as Secretary of State Michael Pompeo as the country pauses for prayer in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Pastor Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist Church in suburban Dallas tells us this year's National Day of Prayer is coming at a critical time.
We, you know, hear anecdotally about this, but now the facts are coming in, and whether it's domestic violence, divorce, drug abuse, anxiety, depression, all of these psychological problems people are facing, people need God. They need hope. They need prayer.
The National Day of Prayer began with John Hancock in 1775. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour now on the DJV program, the inside story as to what's going on. You really think something could go wrong in the world and we didn't talk about it? No, we've got it. Got you covered on both ends. Matter of fact, those of you who like to listen to the program, you don't hear it all. Our clip of the day every day is a significant portion of the program that we all want you to be aware of. For example, today, the clip of the... We actually could have two clips of the day today, Phil. We could have the discussion of the lesbian love song that we heard a little while ago. And we could combine that with the discussion of my putting tomato sauce on fish.
That's not what interesting. That's
it's
just
not
gross.
Interesting?
No.
Oh, really? What about the lesbian?
Victoria feels really strongly about tomato sauce in the
fish. Really? No, I mean, well, mixing stir-fry vegetables with fish and then tomato sauce, it just that's gross.
It makes for an interesting story, though.
Not
there's a
really.
Lot more. Well, I could put chocolate on it, maybe. What do you think? I love chocolate. Chocolate on it. I have,
you know,
actually,
just because you
I
like things
that
doesn't
night.
Mean they should all be consumed together.
Well, they were in my stomach together because once I finished having the stir fry with the tomato sauce on the fish, then I had a couple of pieces of chocolate for sort of dessert. So it was all in my stomach at the same time. Yeah, just because you don't cook it together doesn't mean it's not all going to end up there, right? I mean, think about the things that you have for dinner, and then you have a dessert that has nothing to do with the dinner. It's all your stomach doesn't discern Well, there we go. Compartment for chocolate. We got a compartment for fish. Got another compartment for veggies. No, it's all
clearly
in there together.
You have the palate of an 8-year-old child, then, if you want to mix all of that together. It's not about what's in your stomach. It's about your palate.
Mixing. You should have seen the stuff. You used to feed the cows when we were mixing a lot of stuff up on the farm to feed them. It was great. Brewer's grain, silage, baleage, hay, corn, all that good stuff. Yum. Okay, I guess we don't have to talk about that anymore, though, but you may look forward to hearing that on the clip of the day at djvshow.com. Meanwhile, Victoria, what do you have that's trending that you would like
trending
to discuss rather than tomato sauce on fish?
Yeah, trending in the state of New York, the you know how they've canceled the Democratic presidential primary.
Right.
Well, a judge actually says that it needs to take place as planned. And the Democrats on the State Board of Elections last week voted to remove all the presidential candidates who had suspended their campaigns, basically just leaving Joe Biden on the ballot. And then they canceled the presidential primary instead of doing mail-in ballots. That was the Board of Elections. The Board of Elections.
They have the authority to do that? Apparently
they
not,
do.
According to
well, they thought they did. So Governor Cuomo had issued an executive order in March to move the primary, which a lot of states did. And so he moved it from the end of April to June 23rd. But he had no say and you know, he had no say in canceling it. And a lot of people, look, a lot of people were unhappy. A lot of people who are Bernie supporters especially were very unhappy. Andrew Yang, who was a former candidate, he's now a contributor on CNN. He said that you know, he thought this was totally the wrong thing to do, and he said that he had hoped that the Board of Elections takes this new ruling and has a newfound appreciation, yeah, you know, in safeguarding our democracy. So it's, I don't know.
It just doesn't feel right.
It doesn't
feel right. Mm-mm. To just say no. Now, that doesn't mean I think it's going to change the outcome, but certainly you have to let people play. And aren't there things
right
on the ballot aside from just voting for the presidential candidate?
Usually there are.
Yeah.
In our state, there's a bunch of resolutions and things, the local and statewide stuff.
I don't think during a primary, because there's a separate election in New York that had like local stuff on it, and that's moving forward. So I don't know why they just didn't switch to mail-in ballots, or at least give people that option. Now maybe, I guess that's what they're going to have to do. So and there were rumors of Bernie Sanders bringing,
yeah,
even though he had already suspended his campaign, he endorsed Joe Biden, and then there were rumors that he wanted to get back in. I don't know if that's true or not, but you know, if he wanted to put himself on the ballot, I guess he could do it now. So, but yeah, I totally agree with Jen. It just felt very wrong and undemocratic. It felt very Putin-esque.
Putin-esque. Ah, some other business news to cogitate. Walgreens is returning most of their stores to standard operating hours. I didn't say Walmart, I said Walgreens. Although, isn't Walmart back on a sort of full schedule, too? Don't remember that from earlier in the week.
I think Costco,
yes,
I don't think they ever shut
Costco
down, actually.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I think Costco is gone. Costco's gone back to their extended hours. They
mm-hmm
were closing at 6:30 at night. Now they're back to the regular hours, whatever they are. And then I think Walmart stayed with their normal hours.
Why would California locations wait to expand until May 18th, Jennifer? Any idea? Why would they
That's
not?
When it's the same
as the
New
shutdown
York
order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like in New York, it ends on May 15th, unless something happens with the curve, you know, the spike in cases, and then that's when
spike
the next phase.
Ours is
already
May 15th.
Spike in cases.
And
you see a huge spark. When everybody gets back together and goes to wherever they want to go, even if it was social distancing, there's going to be a huge spike in this again. Come
I don't
on
know how other states are handling it, but California came out and made a bunch of nonsense news that they're in phase two of reopening. All that means is curbside pickup at retail locations.
Lovely.
So
that's good, though, Doug. That means stores can open. And
yeah,
you can,
I'm all
you can
for
buy
it
stuff and then go and
sort
pick it
yeah
up curbside.
Yeah.
Yep. United
Which doesn't
Airlines
bring that many people back to work because they're not going to fully staff their stores to do curbside pickup.
Every day there's a story about the airlines, whether they put plastic between the seats or whatever their nutbird ideas they are coming up with. You're on an airplane, folks. What difference does it make whether there's a piece of plastic between you and the person you're sitting next to? Hello. United Airlines warning its staff they're going to have to sharply reduce hours. They've laid off a lot of people. But the workers, there will be people, as has been the case. Excuse me, let me get rid of my frog.
He's got a big frog.
I do.
Is he ever coming back? Did the frog eat him?
Frogs, I'm fine. All right, so anyway, the point here is that we've got about 11,000 workers that were basically told they're done. And now they've got a bunch of thousands of others in the queue. The need to be smaller. The airlines are going to get smaller now. They got bigger, now they get smaller. And they got planes coming out of their ears. God knows what they're going to do with them. I think Boeing has at least get out of the, they're going to have to get out of the airplane manufacturing business for a while, and so is Airbus. There's nobody going to buy any planes. They don't need them. There's planes sitting on the ground all over the place. So let's see what happens here. United says that they have, they got $3.5 billion from the government and maybe another $6 billion in loans. They have lost, they lost almost $2 billion. All the airlines lost between $1.5 and $2 billion in the first quarter of this year. It doesn't take long for them to rack up big, big, big bills because it's a big cash. You know, look, think about it. Each plane, when you figure, let's say each person pays $200 and there's 200 people on the plane, it's $40,000 every time the plane takes off. How about that for money? Yeah. Multiply that times, in Americans' case, they have 840 planes, and they have 6,900 flights a day. You can see where the cash stream is, and it's gone. Although I did see, was it Frontier yesterday said that they were carrying, they normally carry on an average day 80 to 90,000 passengers. Their average has been, since the corona thing started, 3,000 a day. They were up to 10 a day or two ago. Can you imagine that? I mean, think about how they even survive. They're going to have to all combine and get together? Oof. I hope not. That's not the case. In a moment, well, don't hold your breath, really, for the next few minutes, but we're going to learn the story of another wonderful fund to help people out right after this.
It's totally...
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now in the DJV program. I'm happy to bring you Laura Banks, who is the registered, well, she is kind of registered. She's our, the official mind of astrology on the program that I do every week that helps to expand your mind, hopefully give you different ideas about life. It's called Your Hidden Power. You can find it at yourhiddenpowershow.com. But she has lots of energy. She has a great mind in addition to being a great astrologer. You said you were reading a book called Boundless that is about your brain and your body. What is there in there that might connect to somebody who's an astrologer, or is this just something that will help your mind no matter what you're focused on?
Well, thank you for that glowing introduction, Doug. It's wonderful to be here. I mean, Boundless has really blown my mind. I really got a distinction talking with you yesterday about how we all have to go inside. And if we don't, it's going to be a mess. We have work to do on ourselves, specifically in the realm of understanding our bodies, because we're adopting this virus because our bodies are in trouble. Most of us aren't taking care of our bodies. So the deal is, it's 2020, and there's all these extraordinary mind sciences out there, extraordinary mind sciences and opportunities that Ben Greenfield goes into in Boundless. For example, the number one thing I remember Dr. Pressman teaching me for many years, my old buddy from radio days, Cortisol. Cortisol is this really obvious thing that courses through your body at night, and unless you control it, it peaks at odd hours and completely screws up your cycles of sleep, and you cannot be healthy. Sleep is the number one thing. And we're all so stressed that the sleep thing is awful. So
at this moment, everybody's cycle is up. Yeah.
Just awful. And so this guy's got 8 proven methods to banish stress and kiss high cortisol goodbye. You got to control that cortisol, and that can be done through supplementation. This whole biohacking that's going on right now in the world, I didn't even know the term existed. But
I've never heard it before. You ladies ever heard that term before, biohacking?
Yeah, it's certain things you can do. It's like a life hack, but it's for your body, for biohacking.
Oh,
I need some
gosh.
Hacking.
Really?
Yeah. He's been hacking just a minute ago. He had a frog in his throat. But, I mean, there's these lights you can put on your eyes, and there's frequencies to the brain, and Greenfield listens to these very specific sleepcycles.com you can go get for free if you go to his boundless.com website and get these systems to listen to as you're falling asleep. This guy has got every technology coursing through his body. Neurotechnologies, biofeedback. He takes himself to clinics and checks in for a week and comes out completely restructured. He's like ripped physically.
If I could take that for a week, I wouldn't mind doing it for an hour or two at a time, but doing it, so I want to couple that, Laura, with your predictions as an astrologer. You've said on the air here and in other circumstances a number of times since this all started early in the year that we were under the influence of certain stars. And whether you buy astrology or don't, there is, in my mind, unquestionable connections between what goes on and what astrologers, good ones, assign as activity to movements of the stars. So you and I were talking, that's why I wanted you to come on, to explain how in the stars you could have predicted that this sort of thing with the coronavirus is going to happen, because many great astrologers said this is going to be a year of complete upheaval because Saturn and Pluto or whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But take us through the year and have us understand so people are prepared to know what it will be like in 4 months, 6 months, up to the end of the year.
Sure, Doug. And I'll preface that by saying you don't have to believe in astrology, but you have to understand giant planets are moving through the sky to the exact millisecond of a moment. And look at what the moon does in a full cycle and a full moon, which is on the 7th. We have a flower moon coming up. Lunacy. The hospitals are full. That's just the moon, okay? Then you've got Jupiter and Mars and planets. So just given that, okay, let's just go with these planets that are touching us out there. Yes, this is all seen with the way Jupiter conjuncted into Saturn and Pluto and just gave this rise of, guess what?
So you got a minute to tell us what's going to happen.
What's going to happen is May 11th to September 24th, Saturn is going to go retrograde. So when a planet goes retrograde, there's a bigger, harder hit of that planet. Saturn is the teacher. It's the disciplinarian. It's the one that says you got to go work. You got to go work hard to make it happen.
So in this case, we're going to have more coronavirus.
So we're going to have more fear, more isolation, more... Forget, the virus is going to be everywhere. It's not out there anymore. If you're looking out there for the answers, you're going to be miserable. It's inside. It's an inside job. You're by yourself. You're with your spouse. You're with your dog. Have you neglected your dog? Have you neglected your spouse? Do you hate your kids? Whatever's going on internally for yourself, have you neglected your body? This is a transit. This is through... You just have to work on yourself.
All right. Where does it go to the end of the year? About a few seconds here.
Well, we'll go to the end of the year is by Christmas we're out of it in a very good way. Christmas Eve, oddly enough, is a big transition time, and by the January 13th of 2021, we're pretty much out of it.
All right, there's the good news. Thanks, Laura Banks, astrologer here on the DJV Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This sounds like a bit of music from an old Mae West movie, but it's not. It's Warren Eckstein, who was around when Mae West was around. Been around since then. Want to come over and see me sometime? I don't know why I'm in that mood today, but I seem to be. And you're the perfect foil, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard on millions of radio stations, podcasts around the country, around the world, and... as we just were talking about what's going on in Pluto and Saturn. I think there are dogs that are named Pluto and Saturn, right? Certainly there's a dog named Pluto. But Saturn?
I've never worked with Pluto I've worked with. I worked with Plutos, but no Saturns.
No Saturns.
No Saturns.
All right, so there's a lot of confusion right now, a lot of difficult decisions people making in their daily lives, extending to how we handle pets during the coronavirus situation. So to try to navigate through this, Warren, a lot of personal decisions and people, you know, I suppose they get different input from different people. I want to get the straight story. The president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, name is Dr. John Howe. Do you know him?
I know of him. I don't know him personally.
Says that you need to have some peace of mind. It's really not a fear that people should have. Nobody should wonder or worry about their pet getting sick from them or getting sick from their pets. You're on board with that?
Yeah, pretty much. In other words, if you think about all of the reports and everything that's being talked about the coronavirus, and you heard about three animals getting the coronavirus in the United States, three pets anyway, I mean, it has to be very, very, very difficult for them to get it. So I am not concerned. I do practice social distancing with my pets. No one's petting my dogs, and I'm not petting other people's dogs.
Oh, but you're not keeping
your dog. Come on.
No, I mean,
social distancing is half inch away. Come on.
Right, so, yeah, exactly.
So, I'm following the procedures. However, according to the Veterinary Medical Association and every veterinarian I spoke to, you know, no one should really have to change their plans with their
pets. Well, there's no documented transmission from domestic animals back to humans, right? Even though that's been a rumor that's been spreading around.
And if you think about the one dog that was diagnosed in the United States, the family it lived with had four members. Three of the four members of the family had COVID-19, so three of the four members already had it. And even the dog already recovered with very minor symptoms. So I would not be overly concerned at this point. I'd be conscientious about it, of course, and I've watched reports, but I'm not overreacting to it at this point.
What are the symptoms that dogs might present?
The same thing, coughing, a dry cough, a fever. Those are all, you know, muscle pain. It's hard to, you know, detect muscle pain in a dog. But in terms of fever, a loss of appetite, you know, typical things that make the dog look like he's just not being himself. Anytime you have signs like that, especially with the cough and a fever, you want to get the dog to the vet right away and have him checked.
I went to my chiropractor yesterday and brought Daisy in with me to get an adjustment. She's never had an adjustment. And so he said that, you know, she couldn't walk when I first got her. Now she's really all over the place, but she still has misaligned hips. And he said that they were inflamed. And so he worked on them a little bit. And so the reason I bring it up is because you could feel the heat. So can you actually touch, like with a human, you can touch the forehead of a human. And if it's hot, you know, they got a fever. Can you touch the forehead of a dog or a part of a dog's body and think, oh, the dog's got a fever?
That's pretty tough. In fact, a lot of people would say, well, if the dog's nose is dry, that means he has a fever. That's nonsense. In other words, what you really need to do is take your dog's temperature. You can do it. They have the thermometers now. You can use by the ear, obviously the anal thermometers as well. You can't use an oral thermometer with a dog unless you have one of my dogs, of course. Hold that thermometer there for a couple of minutes. But yeah, it's the fever is the most important thing. And if you notice any change, but here's something a lot of people are not concerned about, but I'm concerned about it. I have been hearing about a real lot of dogs and cats getting a little chubby because of the coronavirus. Yeah. In fact, there was the Global Pet Obesity Management Organization, which talks about pets and obesity. It's talking about the fact that our dogs are in the house with us, not nearly getting the amount of exercise they would normally get. That obesity is could be a problem after the pandemic is over.
Well, I have my dog go up on the farm. My farm has a pet sort of a doggy daycare thing. Along with a little canine rescue place, and they they're doing business now. Daisy goes up there for a couple hours every day, plays with her friends, and so but I think some companies have shut down and not doing that because people either don't have money to pay for it or, you know, they're home with the dogs, so they figure that's enough. But what you're just saying underscores it's not.
Give me 5 minutes with Daisy, and I'll have her riding her own Peloton in a couple of minutes, and you can leave her alone. Here's your Peloton. Enjoy it. Don't bother me. But it is really important to make sure you keep your dogs not only mentally stimulated, but physically stimulated at the same time until this pandemic is over.
All right. If you want to see a picture of Daisy in the brook bringing in the rites of spring, you can go to facebook.com/Doug Stephan Warren, and you can see Daisy bringing on springtime in the brook. There's one.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.